Welcome to day 201. We are up to Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Just to explain this Mishnah most clearly, I'm just going to give away the ending. So spoiler alert. In all of the cases that we're about to mention, when the person pays back the truma that they ate, that they were not allowed to eat, but they ate, you would only pay back the keren and not the chomesh. Just like we saw a few cases yesterday, like one who eats truma intentionally would only pay back the keren and not the chomesh. In this case, we're going to learn a lot about a lot of cases in which someone ate it unintentionally, but still would only pay back the keren and not the chomesh. And we're going to explain why throughout. So says the Mishnah, Hamachil es banav ketanim, one who feeds his young children a truma, again, unintentionally. So the reason for that they wouldn't have to pay back the chomesh is because they actually don't have any money to themselves. They have no status of tashlumin. They would never have to pay back because their money isn't there. V'yasavadav, and similarly, if one feeds one's servant truma unintentionally, whether they are ben gedolim, ben ketanim, whether they are adults or children, again, because they don't have any money to themselves. Ha'ochel truma chutz la'aretz, or one who eats truma of fruit, of produce that came from outside Eretz Yisrael, because truma from outside Eretz Yisrael is only truma midrabanan. It's not Torah. It doesn't have the Torah status of truma. But ochel pachos mekizayis truma, or one who eats less than the minimum measurement of truma. So it's not really like eating, so to say, because you only ate less than kizayis. In all of those cases, mishalim es hakeren ve'ein mishalim es hachomesh. In all those cases, yes, you have to pay back the keren, the principal, because again, just from the sense of mamonos, just from the sense of a monetary loss to the kohen, so you have to pay back that which was eaten, but you don't pay back the chomesh, because the chomesh is only in place specifically in a case in which someone is able to make restitution, in which the money is theirs, in which you violated a Torah mitzvah, a Torah law. In each one of these cases, it's not true. Small children don't have their own money. Avadim don't have their own money. If it's truma outside of chutz la'aretz, that's only truma derabanan, so the Torah would never require you in the additional fifth. And if you ate less than a kizayis, you didn't really eat it from the Torah's perspective, and therefore you wouldn't have to pay back the chomesh either way. But again, you still have to pay back the keren, the principal, because you took something that belongs to the kohen. And similarly, v'atashlum in chulin, just like we saw yesterday, since you're only paying it back midin monetary halacha, meaning just because the kohen lost out, but not because you invoked that which the Torah says, that if you eat truma unintentionally, you have to pay back a fifth. Therefore, that which you pay back is chulin. It doesn't have the status of truma. And if the kohen wants to forgive it, he's allowed to forgive it. Because again, we said the kohen is only not allowed to forgive it when the status of that which he's holding is demanded or commanded by the Torah. When the Torah says you have to pay back the keren and chomesh, then that which you pay back has kedusha, has the status of truma, and the kohen can't forgive it because the Torah says you have to pay it. But if you're only paying back that which is midin mamonos, just as restitution to the kohen, then it's just a monetary payment. It doesn't have the status of kedusha, of truma, and if the kohen wants to forgive it, he can. It's his right. It's his money. And now the Mishnah is going to stay that general principle, that which we've seen yesterday and today. Again, the general principle often coming after we've seen examples. So says the Mishnah, zeh haklal, and this is the general principle. Kol hameshalim keren v'chomesh, any case in which someone would be required to pay back the keren and the chomesh, meaning that a person ate truma unintentionally and they ate truma mida oraisa unintentionally, then hatashlumin truma, then the tashlumin has the status, that which you pay back, the keren of the chomesh, is kadosh, does have the status of truma, because the Torah says you have to pay it back, and therefore it has the status of truma, and imratza kohen limchol en mochel, and if the kohen wants to forgive it, he's not allowed to, because again, it's not just his money that he's getting, it's the Torah's obligation that you're fulfilling by giving that truma, and it has the status of truma, so the kohen can forgive that. But, v'chol ha-misham is a keren, v'ein ha-misham is a chomesh, anyone who has to pay back the principal, but does not have to pay back the additional amount, the additional fifth, either because the person ate it intentionally, or because it doesn't fulfill any, the person can't pay back because it's a katan, it's a minor, or what we saw earlier today, they didn't violate truma mida oraisa because you only eat truma from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Whatever the case is, if you have to pay back the principal but don't have to pay back the chomesh, then hatashlum and chulin, then the status of that which you're paying back is only monetary restitution, and therefore it has the status of chulin, it is not truma. And if he wants to forgive it, he's absolutely allowed to, because it is only his money. So again, whenever the chomesh is there, whenever the additional fifth is there, that indicates that a person is fulfilling a repayment from the Torah's perspective. The Torah requires you to do it, and therefore it would have the status of truma and all of those other halachos. But if there's no chomesh, then you can assume that it is just a monetary restitution. The kohen can forgive it, and it doesn't have the status of truma. That is Mishnah Dalet. We'll continue Mishnah Hey tomorrow.